Hi, it's Mike and John here. Today I want to talk about, I have John in the office, I want to talk about what's going on in the marketplace, coronavirus. I want to address two real pieces. Number one, what we're doing in our office about that. And number two, as investors going through a bear market, some suggestions and recommendations. So let's start off, John. What changes have you seen that we've done in the office?
Well, first off, in the office, I think hygiene has probably been number one priority around our office. So, you know, taking those extra precautions just to make sure, you know, we have a lot of people coming in from around the GTA, right? So we want to make sure that everyone's going to be safe and our offices are clean. And also now we're starting to work from home. So we've kind of explored that, you know, kind of as an emergency protocol, just in case anything were to happen, to see if that we would be still be able to function as an office in our own homes.
You know, last night the NBA made a big decision, right? Yeah. And I hate to go back to sports on this, but the reality is the NBA is going to lose a lot of money over the next month or so. But the one thing I can say is impressive is they put their players and their fans ahead of the financial gains.
For sure.
And at a certain point in time, our goal here is to make sure, number one, our clients are safe and our staff is safe, both major priorities. So again, these changes, we're bringing the extra cleaning, as John said, hygiene's a big thing. We're making available phone appointments. We may even move to all phone appointments in the next week if we see that's necessary to make sure everyone is fully protected. And again, we're not a panic over this, but when you see places like Italy and what's gone on over there, you have to be prudent, right?
That's exactly it. It's a precaution at this point, right? We don't want to have to be reactive. We want to be proactive. So I think it's better that we get these things in place now, and really, you know, like you said, put the health of our clients at number one priority and the health of the staff at number one priority.
So the number two part of this conversation, we're going into a bear market. We've already yesterday, the day before, we hit 20% down, and things haven't seemed to improve much since then. So we're officially in a bear market. So, John, you're a younger advisor, so this is the first time going through a bear market.
For sure.
So the advice that we go and give to people is you got to remember when we design a financial plan, it's not that we don't plan on having bear markets. Right?
Yeah.
We do in the plan, we have that thing called a Monte Carlo analysis, right? And the reason why we have a Monte Carlo analysis is it takes the investment returns and assumes there's going to be some bad years.
Yeah. Exactly.
And we see probability. So that's one thing that we've already taken that into account. So do you have to change your whole lifestyle and start eating cat food now? No.
You stock up on toilet paper, though. That's number
you
one.
You stock up on toilet paper, but you don't have to go and change your entire lifestyle. That being said, though, is it a good time to make prudent decisions on spending? And what we find with that is the number one prudent decision that people usually make during times like this is actually to reduce their travel expenses.
Yeah.
Interesting, because
that seems to be the global outlook too, right?
Yeah, there's not many places to go right now, so that one's been almost automatically taken care of. Second one we find is major purchases, and this is one that's a bit tricky. But if there's a major purchase and you don't have cash set aside from it, so if you plan on buying a car or doing something like that that was going to come out of the equities in your portfolio, sometimes it's a good decision to go and put off this until the equities improve in your portfolio. So those are those are small changes you can make to help. Other question, what do you think we should do with rebalancing portfolios?
Well, you know, we had that set as a plan for our clients going forward. We should still continue to rebalance. I mean, you try to keep them on point.
The reason why rebalancing works is because of these times.
Yeah,
that's exactly the principle in rebalancing. And it's funny, some people go against the rebalancing strategy when things turn like this, but this is the reason we have that strategy in place. So again, when you get a notice that we need to rebalance, the best thing is to do is to just say yes in that. Other things that we find is if you do have extra money sitting in cash, what does this create?
It's a perfect buying opportunity.
It's a fantastic buying opportunity. You know, everyone wanted over the last year, everyone's been saying the market's too high. I don't want to invest in the markets. Mm-hmm. That seems to be solved now. So if people do have money sitting in cash on the sidelines, this is a great opportunity to take advantage of that.
Yeah, it's always interesting to see the psychology behind it with investors, right? So, you know, the market's at its highest point when it's around probably the Dow Jones was at 26,000 points or something like that. People are looking to buy into the market at that point because they think everything's going well, and the economy was going well. But now that it's dropped, essentially you're buying at a discount. You're getting something on sale when you look at it that way. You know, people are always resilient. People are going to bounce back. The market's going to bounce back. This is your opportunity to get into that market at 20% discount, like we said. So
main message we're putting out to everyone is, number one, don't panic mm-hmm. in here. If you do have concerns, that's what we are here for. We would encourage you to call into the office and speak to us. And if it is a big concern with you, absolutely talk to us.
For sure.
Our goal is for you to sleep comfortably at night and be comfortable with your portfolio and know exactly what is happening inside of it and the strategies we have in place. And the final thing I can say is be positive. You know, too many people get so concerned. There's a lot of negativity going out there, and we have to be positive on this. And this will come to an end like they have before. Mm-hmm. And this will be an event that we look back on and we say, this was a major correction. This is what caused that bear market. Mm-hmm. But it will be an event in the past as you look at markets that continue to improve and make money as they have in the past.
That's exactly it. I think when it comes to the media, you know, they sell fear at the end of the day. So everything that's going to be out in articles right now, it's all revolving around, you know, a bad market and so on and so forth. But like you said, we're going to look back on this as something that wasn't that big of a deal at the end of the day.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, this is Mike and John. Thank you very much and have a great day.
You have been listening to the McClelland Financial Group of Asante Capital Management Limited. Asante Capital Management Limited is a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada. Insurance products and services are provided through Asante Estate and Insurance Services Incorporated. This material is provided for general information and is subject to change without notice. Every effort has been made to compile this material from reliable sources, however, no warranty can be made as to its accuracy or completeness. Before acting on any of the above, please make sure to see a professional advisor for individual financial advice based on your personal circumstances.